With what you need to know in the news on Thursday, May 5th, 2022, I'm Vin Abineau. There has been no sign of a Rumson man whose boat was found anchored off of Sandy Hook earlier this week. The boat was unoccupied, and 54-year-old Richard O'Day has vanished. His family says he was last seen May 1st. O'Day, they say, has spent his life on the water and surfing, and asked anybody walking along the Sandy Hook shoreline to keep an eye out for O'Day. The Coast Guard has suspended their search, but state police are still looking. The state's labor commissioner got the flogging one might expect when he visited the Assembly Budget Committee on Wednesday and can expect more of the same today in the Senate. Assemblywoman Ora Dunn points to issues with phones, the state's website, and a general gulf in communication about the process.
If I am to Google, by the way, the Department of Labor comes right up and you get 1.5 stars. We know that if it was a restaurant, it'd be closed, shut down.
Labor Commissioner Rob Asaro-Angelo says he's sorry the department was in better position to handle the early surge, but that things have improved. He says there are 32,000 claims currently held up in review, dropping by about over 4,000 a month. It had peaked at almost 204,000. New Jersey has temporarily paid off the federal government's loan to the state's unemployment fund, but the reprieve is only temporary. Rob Asaro-Angelo says more will be needed to be borrowed to pay for benefits, perhaps for another 2 years.
Right now, our loan balance is zero. I'd like to announce breaking news. It will soon not be zero anymore.
Okay.
But right now, it is zero.
The unemployment fund receives its largest quarterly payments each year at the start of May, so the state was able to completely pay down the debt, which was $844 million as recently as a week ago. A new deadline to get a real ID needed to board a flight in the U.S. is coming again, and this time the TSA says no kidding. Twice the deadline has been pushed back. The new deadline is May 3rd of next year, but the TSA says don't wait. Get one now. Without a real ID, you will not be permitted past TSA security unless you can provide a passport or other federal ID. The New Jersey MVC has been providing real ID licenses since 2019, but appointments to get one can take a bit. An inmate at the Monmouth County Correctional Facility may have been killed by his cellmate on Easter Sunday for making fun of him.
Daniel Ferrara's body was found the morning of April 16th after he was hit in the back of his head several times. His cellmate Evan Raskowicz is charged with the killing. The Asbury Park Press reports Monmouth County Assistant Prosecutor Caitlin Sidley said in court Tuesday that witnesses overheard the two exchanging words just hours earlier. Ferrara had apparently been mocking Raskowicz for defecating himself the night before. A judge ordered Raskowicz to be held without bail pending trial. I'm Rick Rickman.
Most New Jersey residents seem to be quickly adjusting to the state's toughest in the nation bag ban, bringing their own recyclable bags with them to supermarkets and big box stores. But there is some confusion about other locations.
Eileen Kane, who heads up the Jersey chapter of the National Federation of Independent Business, says some smaller store owners in the Garden State are not clear about what the new bag ban permits.
It does allow paper bags at any retail establishment that is smaller than 2,500 feet. For small businesses, this is good news.
She adds business owners should also be aware local municipalities are not allowed to impose their own bag regulations. There is only one single state law that everybody is required to follow. I'm David Matthau.
When the Federal Reserve raises interest rates like it did on Wednesday, the impact doesn't stop with U.S. home buyers paying more for mortgages or Main Street business owners facing costlier bank loans. The fallout can roll beyond America's borders, hitting shopkeepers in Sri Lanka, farmers in Mozambique, and others in poorer countries around the world. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund was worried enough last month to warn the Fed and other rate-hiking central banks to stay mindful of the spillover risk to vulnerable emerging and developing economies. I'm Vin Abineau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Thursday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.